Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Man, those two really hate each other. That feud's like Biggie Tupac level. Maybe even Morgan Freeman, Shailene Woodley level.
With Dusty Hera.
I'm not hygienic. I don't wipe properly. I lack style.
And the man who accepted impermissible teriyaki benefits as a college All-American, Cam Cleland.
Why does anybody in the world ever eat anything but breakfast food?
People are idiots, Ron.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up this hour, things seem to be going swimmingly with Antonio Brown and the Oakland Raiders. Plus, a pretty cool story of the potential starting safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he was 6 months ago compared to where he's at now. It's an amazing story of a guy kind of going through every which way. Plus, the quarterback shuffle, some numbers behind the quarterback transfers that will blow your mind from college football. This one was actually staggering to me. With transfers and freshmen, you combine those two things, and two leagues are doing something that is unprecedented. But we do it every single Wednesday at this time. It's time to get some nugs.
North.
Gaskin might go the distance. Washington is back in the game. Touchdown, Husky.
South.
Herbert, play action. The deep shot. Touchdown, Oregon.
East.
There's a lot of people. It's like Woodstock, except everybody's got their clothes on.
West.
He's going to house it again. 78 yards for Artavis Pierce. Touchdown, Oregon State.
It's time for the Northwest Nuggets.
McNugget Hera would definitely be
Wait
down.
A
look at the area's top Pac-12 teams.
I'm a Ducks fan.
Part of Dusty and Cam on 1080 The Fan.
All right, where we start with our nugs. 2 o'clock kick up on the Palouse. Washington State bringing in Northern Colorado on the Pac-12 Network.
I get to start today? Yes. Well, yes, how about that? Okay, my Nuggets are surrounded by... This is going to surprise you out of the gate. Hey, this is the very first meeting ever between Northern Colorado and the Washington State Cougars.
Really?
Does that surprise you? Is that a little surprising? Ever in the history?
I think they were D2 not too long ago, so Yeah, that is surprising, though. Like, you play everybody in the Big Sky.
You know what I was going to say? It feels like this has been done before, but it's not. But so, now that the Cougs have been bumped up to number 23, Washington State entered the 2000. They bumped up. But that's the first time Associated Press, I'm sorry, the second time, I apologize, in the last three seasons appearing in the preseason poll, and just the fourth time since 1952. That's a long time.
Wow.
That's quite a long time that... Washington State has never been considered super good early in the season, but they finished in the top 10 last year with that 11 wins, and that was a pretty impressive way to finish the year. Their starting quarterback had a heck of a start, and I know it was against New Mexico, but that shouldn't matter because Gordon started the last game by completing his first... I did not know this. I had to look at this. He was completed his first 15 passes. I find that very hard. I don't care if that's in practice. I don't even know how to do that out throwing with your kid in the yard.
15 in a row, man.
15 in a row. That's as good as it gets when you think about it. And he led Wazoo on points on all 9 of the drives he started, including the first 6 that resulted. Were they playing with 4 guys out there?
He has the highest quarterback rating of any player in college football with more than 30 attempts in week 1.
Very impressive. He also tied Luke Falk for the most touchdown passes in a Cougar starting debut. And not to mention that, they put up a lot of offense. Was it 614 yards of offense?
Oof.
Max Borgi rushed for 128 yards. Wazoo's first 100-yard rusher since 2016.
Do you think they run the ball more this year? I mean, they have Borgi's good.
They've had an All-American offensive lineman.
Yeah.
every year for the last 4 years.
Impressive.
So they make good offensive linemen, so why not run the football?
Next up, the Oregon Ducks. 4:30 kick on the Pac-12 Network. Roxy Bernstein, Anthony Herron, Jill Savage on the call, bringing in the Nevada Wolfpack. Little history being made last weekend by Javon Holland. He became the first player in college football since 2007 to have 130 yards or more of punt return yards and an interception in a game. He was recognized by the Paul Hornung Award watch list this past week as an outstanding performer. I mean, the kid was all over the field, whether in Hornung Award was, by the way, to the most multi-purpose player in football. So special teams and your position. So Javon Holland, first guy in 12 years in all of college football to go 130 yards or more in punt return yards and an interception. Also, a little something for the Ducks as they head into this game. They have averaged over 500 yards per game and reached that mark in 9 straight home openers.
Wow.
Nine home openers in a row. They have had over 500 yards of total offense. So expect the offense to go off. In Nevada, they're coming in on quite the losing streak against the Oregon Ducks. These teams don't play often, but when they do, it usually goes the Ducks' way. The last time that Nevada won a game against the Oregon Ducks...
Colin Kaepernick. No.
1947.
That's a while ago.
It was a 13-6 victory. It was the one and only victory of Nevada over the Oregon Ducks. All right.
I have a duck nugget.
You do?
I fell into one.
Whoa, what's your duck nugget?
I know. I fell into this. Did you know who was the leading tackler for the Nevada Wolfpack last year and will be facing off against his brother, Gabriel Sewell, had 92 total tackles for Nevada. And he's going to be facing off against his brother, little brother on brother there.
Take that, Fedata.
I'm looking forward to that matchup.
Wow, that is a nice little nugget. Thank you for that.
Hey, thank you. I just fell into that one.
That's a pretty good one. Okay, next up. The Washington Huskies.
Take that for data.
7:30 kick. This one is on FS1, a league game with Brian Custer and Robert Smith on the call against the California Golden Bears.
You're looking at, again, this is... Washington's won 15 consecutive home games. That's pretty good.
That's good.
It's the fourth longest active streak in FBS. Can you find who the other three are? Do we know who the other three are? That's the challenge I'm still looking at. I know Clemson is one.
Clemson.
Who else?
It's not Alabama.
It's not Georgia? Ohio State. Georgia.
Georgia's one?
Yeah.
And then Central Florida. Did I get it?
Boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah!
Well done.
Wow.
So it's good to play at home, I guess, this when you do that. You're good at defending your home court because your defense is solid. UW has led the Pac-12 in both scoring defense and total defense each as the last count at 1, 2, 3, 4 years. So it's better when you're playing at home. It's hard to play up there. And the other thing is, too, is we had two quarterbacks that made their debuts, both in the state of Washington. And Jacob Eason, he had 349 yards. You've heard that in 4 touchdowns. His 349 yards were the most ever by a Husky quarterback in his first start.
Ooh.
So good for him.
I like it. Okay, the final game. And boy, do I mean the final game. 8:55 kickoff, Pacific time.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
This
game between the Oregon State Beavers at Hawaii kicks off 11:55 Eastern.
What a bunch of eyeballs.
But 6 o'clock Hawaiian time.
Oh, but get ready for the eyeballs because you can only see it on Facebook Live.
Okay. Or Spectrum if you have Spectrum Sports.
Ooh.
Spectrum Sports?
Nobody in Oregon. In Oregon, it is only available on Facebook.
You're joking, right?
No, I wish I was.
This is a Power 5 team playing a team. Okay.
But it is... It's up to Hawaii in the Mountain West to televise this game.
Yeah, because it's their home game.
Yeah. It's their home game. So there's that. A good news for Oregon State. Hawaii in week 0 against Arizona, They gave up 539 yards of offense to the Wildcats. That ranks 119th in all of college football. The bad news is Oregon State gave up 555 yards on defense. They rank 122nd. And Hawaii's offense was able to gain 595 yards against the Arizona Wildcats. 436 yards passing in their week one opener against Arizona. And the Rainbow Warriors in that win, they've now had 2 weeks to prepare for Oregon State.
I do feel like Arizona's defense was going to be better than Oregon State's defense. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, but Jonathan Smith is a P1 of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear what he said yesterday?
No, what did he say?
What was our P1 social? Over and under reactions over from under week reactions. One?
Week one.
Jonathan Smith's quote, I am not going to overreact or underreact to losing in week one.
Channeled it.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Huh? We plant the seed. He's just rolling with it. Yeah. Hey, Coach Smith. But that's the nug is a... Oregon State's offense, you're going to have to ride this wave because Hawaii's defense not very good, and you better hope your secondary plays better than they did against the Oklahoma State Cowboys because they're going to have the tough test against a Hawaii offense that accounted for 436 yards through the air in their 0 week. Also, 18 returning starters for Hawaii leads the nation. Leads the nation. Those are your Northwest Nuggets. We give you a little something to chew on this Wednesday before the college football weekend. Coming up next... Things seem to go swimmingly in Oakland, which may mean their window is not open for a playoff run. Dustin Cam on the Fan.
It's time for the No Fat Report, a comprehensive look at athletes, teams, and coaches looking to trim the fat. Brought to you on the Fan by Better You Today.
Kurt Suzuki, see you later! The Nats have won it! 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth.
There's your Kurt Suzuki call. The Washington Nationals trimmed the fat. They were up 6-0 in the ninth inning against the Mets. I saw that the Mets were like 806-0 when leading by six.
That's because Diaz is their closer, and what in the world? Giving up some bombs lately. The closing.
What in the world?
Edwin Diaz. You feel pretty comfortable with him on the mound, but boy, go yard.
That is honestly the first time that I've heard Kurt Suzuki's name since he played for the A's, and that felt like a long time ago. I went and looked it up. 2012. He's since played for the Nats, Twins, Braves, back to the Nats.
Good for him.
No Fat Report on the Fan brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Antonio Brown's back at it again, Mr. Cleland. I would like to read you a letter that Mike Mayock sent to Antonio Brown.
Hold on to your hats.
Mike Mayock is the general manager of the Oakland Raiders. Mm-hmm. Dear Antonio, as you...
I wish we had some music, some reading music.
Do you want... give me some sad piano music behind here.
Do we have any of that?
It's in the system under sad piano.
Pause, please. Just a minute. You know, who does this?
Give me some piano music.
Saturday Night Live.
Buck...
Saturday Night Live or no, who does it?
There is no sad piano music in the search. I'm looking for some sort of music that will suffice.
Well, keep searching. It is. It's Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy, where they have...
It's the Late Night. Late Night does that when he goes...
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I don't watch... I'm never...
The Tonight
Breaking
Show.
Breaking news.
The Tonight Show.
I don't wake up.
Do you know who the host of the Tonight Show is?
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, good. So at least you knew who Jimmy Fallon was.
That was a question.
You said it.
James Corden is the late show. Oh, that's on CBS, right?
CBS.
Did anybody take Letterman's spot?
Isn't that CBS?
Oh, I thought that was just the late show though. Yeah. And then there was the late show.
Oh wait, maybe that.
And then you got Kimmel. I love Jimmy Kimmel, but
he's all right.
Jimmy Kimmel, I only hear from him during the NBA Finals and like Super Bowl week.
Okay, maybe we won't have piano music.
Know we have it in the system.
I know, because you were a producer.
No, we probably don't.
Put it in there.
I know we do.
Yeah.
I know we do.
No,
it's
got
to be in there.
All right. Start reading.
Dear Antonio, As you know, you did not participate in the Raiders walkthrough on August 22nd.
More sad reading voice.
Your absence from practice was unexcused. Accordingly, you are hereby fined $13,950 pursuant to Article 42, Section 1A, Line 8 of the NFL Collective Bargaining Agreement and the Raiders Club Discipline Schedule. You were previously fined $40,000 for missing Raiders preseason training camp on August 18. Please be advised that should you continue to miss mandatory team activities, including practices and games, the Raiders reserve the right to impose additional remedies available under the club's discipline schedule, the CBA, and your NFL player contract, including but not limited to additional fines and discipline for engaging in conduct detrimental to the club. Sincerely,
a lot of words.
Mike Mayock.
Sounds like a lawyer wrote that.
Antonio Brown on social media says, when your team want to hate, but there's no stopping me. Now devil is a lie. No stopping me now. Devil is a lie. Everyone got to pay this year, so we're clear.
That sounds like a song.
I don't.
Doesn't this sound like a song, or is he getting a little rap battle going on?
I don't know what that means. Like, I understand if you were just to take this and. Here we go. If you were just to take it and say, when your own team want to hate, but there's no stopping me now. That's cool. What is the devil is a lie thing? What does that mean? Why is that in there? The
devil went down to Georgia, is looking for a soul to steal.
He was in a bind and way behind.
He's willing to make a deal.
When he came across, okay,
a young man playing
on a hickory on a hickory stump with the fiddle playing it hot. Yeah,
boy jumped up on a hickory stump. And said, "Boy, let me tell you what.
Everyone we got to pay this year. Everyone got to pay this year. So we clear." I get that. This is going to go well. And oh, by the way, he tagged the Raiders in it.
Yeah. You knew what you were getting.
This is going.
This doesn't bother me. I actually enjoy this. I think this is great. I think more players should do this.
This is $44,000 he's been fined already by his own team before week one.
Missing unexcused absences. Remember, I've told you the stories of guys walking in late to a meeting and being fined $5,500.
Yes.
And I've told you about it's $500 per pound per day that you're over your playing weight. And I've seen guys be 10 pounds over playing weight every week and seen just these exorbitant fines. Now, these are all tax deductible for a player.
Yeah.
So you need some tax deductions when you're fined. But what do teams do with this? Is this threatening? How do you threaten millionaires, multimillionaires? What do you do to Antonio Brown? You got to set this because if you don't do this to your top player,
he's a malcontent.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, I find it just bizarre. Do you
think this is outside the bounds? Should you have kept this quiet from a player?
From the player standpoint?
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Post this?
It's just weird. He does this. And he just makes it, puts it all. Apparently, it's from a Rick Ross song. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I just don't understand why you want to make it so public like that. I don't get what his point is. What is he trying to accomplish?
You know, I honestly, I don't know.
And that to me is the confusing part about Antonio Brown is there are so many things that he does where I'm like, what are you trying to prove?
Haven't we asked this question about certain players and the type of mentality of a player? We've seen the guys that are dramatic players. We've asked this about guys year in and year out. Remember, it was the Dez Bryant. Okay, Dez Bryant would do these things, and he'd say these things on social media. I mean, he's
trying to make a scene.
Right. Trying to get the drama.
You're like Terrell a child. Owens.
We've seen it from multiple kind of defensive backs or guys that are just want to be in the limelight some way, somehow, or be constantly relevant. This is the social media world. If you're not in the news, you're out of the news. And that's kind of what maybe Antonio Brown, after 10 years in the league, the only thing left for him to do on his resume is get a Super Bowl. This probably isn't going to help your team want to get you a Super Bowl. But John Gruden is an entertainer. Who loves to put himself out there? He's a TV star that's now a coach. We know that.
He deals well. And one thing Hard Knocks has told us and taught us is that John Gruden plays good cop. Mike Mayock is bad cop.
Oh, and also John Gruden has a way of dealing with these type of personalities. I mean, do you remember the personalities he had on Tampa?
Warren Sapp, Keyshawn Johnson.
Wow.
Those are two guys that'll take a room.
You think?
Suck all the air out of it.
You know, there are certain types of coaches that can handle that, and they want that kind of guy.
Yeah, but Antonio Brown already coming off the hinges a couple times this preseason is just I kind of worry about him, like as a person, because like he just cries for help. Like he just is sitting there like, look at me, look at me, look at me. And like emotionally, it doesn't seem like he's very mature. But I think it's staggering for the everyday person to see numbers like that of $54,000 he's been fined.
Does that sound like a lot?
Yeah. I mean, when you think of what's the median income in the United States of America, you know, like $54,000 is a lot of money. And he's missed a practice and a walkthrough.
Yeah.
You know, and he's already been hit with 54 grand. And it's a drop in the pan for him. Mm-hmm. But you sit there and you go, gosh, that's a staggering number to look at.
I think this is more about him asserting himself, is that no matter what you guys try to do, you know, Joe Horn, wide receiver, I played with him in New Orleans. He used to always say, you can work me long. He'd just come trotting into the, and he goes, we don't have an, we'd look at the script. You're like, oh, another 2.5 hour practice in full pads. He'd just come strutting out on the practice field. You can work me long all day long, all day long, but you can't work me hard.
Wow.
So this is that way of clapping back. You want to do what you want, do what you want. But you can't, what are you going to do? Can't get me. You can't get me.
Well, we'll see if it pays off for the Oakland Raiders to bring not just he, but you have Vontaze Burfict, Richie Incognito. You got a bunch of, you got enough powder in your keg.
You got some interesting things to deal with.
My goodness. Here's a cool story that I saw from CBS Sports. Cameron Kelly is, in all likelihood, the starting free safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football against the New England Patriots. Cameron Kelly, 6 months ago, was unemployed. And he went and signed with the AAF and played for the San Diego Fleet. And he's one of those success stories where it's like he was an undrafted guy out of San Diego State. He got cut early and was just like, what am I going to do? The AAF pops up. He goes for a tryout, signs with San Diego. And here we are. Due to an injury, he is in all likelihood going to be the starting safety because Sean Davis is injured with an ankle injury for Mike Tomlin in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I think what I saw was there are 25 guys that were part of the AAF that are either on practice squad or have made active rosters.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think that just this XFL is going to make a difference for some guys moving forward, you're nuts.
We laughed at the way the AAF unfolded and folded, but the fact of the matter is the reason why the league existed was to be a developmental league. Mm-hmm. It was an absolute S show, and there's over 20 guys that are on NFL rosters now. Yep. One guy could be starting at free safety for one of the most storied franchises in the league's history, going up against the defending Super Bowl champions on Sunday Night Football. Like, that is where you sit there and you go, the NFL relies so much on college football, but it's not the perfect model.
And it's not enough.
No.
It's not enough with players retiring earlier and guys being willing to take money and shutting it down. You're going to need some. That's why I do believe, and I have a good friend that I played with in New Orleans. His name is Jerry Font. He's going to be the offensive line coach in L.A., and I'm actually going to go down and sit in with them when they get in and do a little, like a week sit-in with them.
Cool, for the XFL?
Because Winston Moss is their head football coach. He was the linebacker coach for there. And Winston Moss was the assistant head coach. Remember, he was with Mike McCarthy. He was the linebacker coach while I was in New Orleans.
Okay.
And Jerry was the starting center. Fontenot played for the Bears, and he was the offensive line coach for the Green Bay Packers also. And they're going to be running that. And, I mean, all of them have said is that, yeah, there are going to be some tweaks and some changes, you know, like a 25-second play clock. It's going to be fast. Everything's going to be no huddle. But this development of players, there are guys lining up to try to play for this XFL that are going to end up being on these NFL rosters. And this is something that you need and we need as fans, because you're going to see these guys. You go, oh, this guy, he's going to end up being a star in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because the roster spots are going to open up. And it's going to be a good league. It's going to be.
It's just mind-blowing to me how the NFL has not done anything to help it along. you know, and help out these leagues because it makes their product better. Does it not? Mm-hmm. I mean,
absolutely.
You're going to sit there and you're going to say, these guys are going to cultivate our talent and we don't have to pay for it. Why wouldn't you go out of your way to help them any way you want? Because the financial burden isn't on you.
No. And it's a good, solid investment. Even if the NFL just said, hey, XFL or whatever. I mean, they're going to let this happen a little bit early. But even if they threw them a bone, half a billion, $500 million investment and maybe whatever you want to look at it. I know that just sounds like that's a lot of money. It's still a lot of money to the NFL. But at some point in time, what you're investing into a combine and all these other colleges, you're not paying a thing. So that's free. Why not invest?
Well, yeah,
a little bit.
You're sitting there when your league is valued, I guess, what is in 2020, they're going to reach the $20 billion
that's
a year.
They're tipping there.
That's what their projection, well, that's where he wants to be at. Mm-hmm. But if you're over, let's just say you're over $10 billion a year in revenues, right? If you commit $100 million for every year for 5 years, that's a $500 million you're giving this league. Mm-hmm. Is that really taking that much up out of your bottom line?
No, and it's going to bring you a lot more talent to your league. It's going to make both leagues better. It's going to make you're always going to be the NFL. You're going to be king.
Yeah, and I guess the fear that the NFL would have is, what if we fund our demise?
That's never going to happen. It's not just not possible.
Emotional attachments.
This isn't the USFL here. We're not at back where teams were costing $1 million to buy. Where Donald Trump was going to buy a team for what? It was like $5 million. Yeah. That's not where we're at. We're talking B with billions.
Billions. Staggering number from college football at the quarterback position. The Big 12 and the SEC. They are littered with one of two things at the quarterback position. We'll tell you about it next. Here's Buck. All right, it's 8:35, Dusty Hara, Cam Cleveland with you. Here's a staggering number about the SEC and the Big 12. There are 24 teams between the SEC and the Big 12. Of those 24 teams, every single one of them either has a freshman starting for them, a true freshman starting for them, a player that was a true freshman when he started starting mm-hmm. for them, mm-hmm. or a transfer mm-hmm. at quarterback.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing to think about?
Yeah, you got another freshman quarterback too. Oregon's going to play another freshman this week with Nevada.
But yeah. Think of this, the Big 12 SEC.
Yeah.
They're sitting there and they're going, we've got one of three routes here with quarterbacks. And this is kind of the larger picture in the scale of what we're talking about at the quarterback position, where if you don't play as a freshman, as a true freshman, you're on the move. In those two conferences, all 24 teams are either a true freshman, a guy who started as a true freshman, or a transfer is their guy.
I think also, what was it that Herb Street said? Was it Herb Street that said during the game that if you are a 4 or 5-star quarterback in the country right now, if you're not, like you just said, a starting as a freshman, you're automatically transferring.
Right.
You're not going to be patient at all if you're a 4 and 5-star quarterback, quote unquote, rated as a 4 and 5-star. You're just like, I'm not sitting here for 3 years. What's the point? What am I going to do that for? I want to earn my stripes. Or is it also shows how much high school offenses, Elite 11, all these other things that are happening for these guys, that they're more prepared coming in? Or, which I think is the biggest reason why we're seeing such success from young quarterbacks, is how the game is being called now. The safety of quarterbacks, the ability to throw the ball down the field and pass interferences, making sure you can't hit them, and how they're protecting, not only protecting NFL quarterbacks, but you're protecting the guys in the pocket so much more than they ever used to be. Freshmen couldn't compete because physically they couldn't hold up. They now can.
Systems too are becoming easier, and it's easier to transfer and pick up a system. Yeah. Yep. Right away. So with those two programs right there, or those two conferences right there, you've got all 24 are accounted for. Okay. If you want to take this out to all of FBS, here's how it breaks down. Of all of the 130 programs in FBS, 76% of the starting quarterbacks fall into one of these groups. Starting freshmen, 41 are transfers, 42 are veterans who played significant snaps as a freshman and ended up becoming start. That falls into your Justin Herberts type guys. Meanwhile, only 31 quarterbacks in all of college, in all of Division I went what we would call, you know, the traditional route. Mm-hmm. You are on campus your freshman year. You don't play. You wait your turn. You develop. 31 out of 130.
Well, it also makes sense because there's only one quarterback. If you're a good offensive lineman, you can sit for 2 years. You can redshirt, mm-hmm. maybe have a decent year because there's five of you. Wide receivers, well, we all know what the Ducks are going through, trying to find wide receivers, linebackers, defensive line. There's depth upon depth. You have four D linemen at any time. You have five offensive line. You have five DBs sometimes on the field, four linebackers.
Yeah.
There's one quarterback. So it makes sense why these guys are like, I can't sit. We're gonna start to see the norm, which you used to see juniors and seniors. I know football still has the rule where you got to play three seasons. Well, you can be a sophomore and redshirt, but the senior quarterback is like out the window. We're just not gonna see it. We're not gonna see it anymore.
Yeah,
there's gonna be no patience for it.
It says here that
other than grad transfers, Jalen Hurts and Garner Minshew, that's all we're gonna see.
Yeah. This is going to be an interesting one. Is it says here that Tyler Huntley is the only quarterback in the Pac-12 that is one of those unicorns that they're talking about. Mm. Because you have Khalil Tate played as a freshman. Jaden Daniels at Arizona State is a true freshman. Chase Garbers at Cal started 10 games as a freshman. Steven Montez, 3 games as a freshman. Herbert, we know his story. Jake Luton is a transfer. KJ Costello is a freshman starter. Darian Thompson Robinson at UCLA, freshman. JT Daniels, freshman. Jacob Eason, transfer. Anthony Gordon, transfer at Washington State. Mm-hmm. Think about that. So if you take SEC, Big 12, and the SEC, or SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, you're looking at, of those programs where that's what, 36 teams? One. Mm-hmm. One quarterback is one of those homegrown guys out of that. That's just a fascinating change in college football that we're seeing right in front of our very eyes. And it has happened in an instant, it seems.
Sure.
Like, it's just, boom, here we are. This world just, the doors blew open and we're in it. We're in it. Like, well, you start as a freshman where it's done.
Yeah, you can credit the spread to that. You can credit what Urban Meyer did at Utah, moving all the way through, and then how Chip Kelly made it a little bit faster, and how now guys like Steve Sarkisian and Nick Saban are joining up together and bringing different nuances and changes. But the evolution of football has made it easier for quarterback play. And you had to, because you can't make long, wordy John Gruden calls for a high school kid who's 18. Can you imagine putting spider 2, Y banana, 2 jet, F motion, Y over, Z spider 2, Y banana, and then asking a freshman to make that call in a huddle and go, no. Give them two plays, make them a decision, throw up a card, RPO it, and let's go. It's not hard.
Wow. Okay, if you think of the ACC, who do you think of as kind of like the bottom feeders of that conference too? Because this is an interesting nugget as it pertains to this. You'd say like Wake Forest, right?
Yeah.
They
lost. No, they had a win, right? They almost lost.
They almost lost. Game-winning field goal missed, right. I believe. But you have the quote unicorns as it pertains to this, the guys who are homegrown, they are Louisville's quarterback, Pitt's quarterback, Wake Forest quarterback, Duke, which got absolutely housed by Alabama, and then North Carolina State.
North Carolina.
So those are, and then, Syracuse, which is kind of to be determined. They could be the one outlier in that. The guys who went the traditional route are on programs that aren't very good, too. Like, think of that. Like, we're talking about all these great programs. All the great programs are benefiting from the true freshman or the transfer quarterback coming in.
Changing the game.
Completely changed. All right, 55305, some of your feedback, plus get you set for the day on The Fan. Plus, we got something starting tomorrow you need to be a part of, folks. 842 on The Fan. Hey, it's coming, folks. Head over to 1080thefan.com. The NFL Challenge starts tomorrow, brought to you by Encore Audio Video. on the line this year as we pick the game straight up. And I think we have Survivor Pool. Home surround sound system.
You won't be here tomorrow.
No.
But I do get to hear my favorite new sound of the year tomorrow. My favorite sound. Don't you do it. That is a premature. Don't you dare do it. But I get to hear it tomorrow.
Oh, let's act like you've never had problems with the premature things.
What are you talking about? I'm a redhead.
Buck and I hit it at the same time.
You teasers.
Huh?
No, I didn't do it. You double-clicked it.
You double dare, dude. Don't you do that now. Don't you do that.
I think you want me to.
No, I don't. You need to save it for Thursday. You won't. We'll Buck will get it tomorrow.
All right, so you could get a home entertainment surround sound system and a Blu-ray player brought to you by Encore Audio Video. Go to 1080thefan.com, sign up, play for freezies, and it's just against you and I. And the rest of the fan. And the rest of everybody else.
Rest of the fans. Fans.
It's the fan, the fans of the fan, and you, whomever you may be. So go to Encore Audio Video, play along. Again, it's free to play, and you could just win if you have a super smart sports brain. And so go to 1080thefan.com. We're going to make our picks tomorrow and do it all. Yeah. Blu-ray players still are a thing. People use Blu-rays.
Yeah.
I have Blu-rays.
So do I.
I had to ask a kid if he had a DVD player the other day. You never seen the movie Superbad?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And
you had to ask.
I said, I have the movie Superbad if you want to watch it.
Oh.
And he was like, yeah. I mean, he's like 19. And he's like, he goes, yeah. I go, do you have a DVD player? And he like thought about it for a second. He's like, yeah. Because this whole thing was, it's not on Netflix. It's not on Prime.
Nope.
And I was like, what? Even more disappointing than the fact that he did have the DVD player. He said it was okay.
He said Superbad was okay?
It was okay.
I'm on agreement with him. It's okay.
I felt disappointing.
Okay. Youngs don't appreciate it as much.
Superbad is a great coming-to-age story. I love Superbad.
Yeah. He's
great good. Movie. Great movie.
Blu-ray players. Who takes the time to do that?
To put the movie in?
Yeah. Gets a scratch on it, and then you're frustrated.
What do you think? Okay, so what do you think the next evolution is going to be?
It's already here.
Because, but we could sit there and we could say...
It's already here.
Well, I know. Hold on, listen to me.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Okay, all right.
Back when we had the DVD player, we looked ahead and we were like, ooh, we won't even need these. We can just, our TV will just be like, okay. I don't even think we went to the point of, hey, play such and such movie like you can talk into your remote now. What's going to be the next one that we go to?
I think it's going to be your phone projecting everything onto any surface. You're going to get some...
That's a pretty good
some
one.
Some high tech. Basically, I can pull up something on the internet and just point it at a wall and I can watch it. That's what I think is next.
Hmm.
That's a solid guess right there. It's like everything is just on your phone.
Sure. And then you start putting chips in your body to start your car. Oh, wait, those people that own Teslas are already doing that.
You're going the Elon Musk.
Yeah, I'm going now. I think that's what we're doing. I don't even think we carry around a phone. I believe
just
it's
download movies into your brain.
I think it's just connected to us. Like, it's not just a wearable.
That's scary.
Yeah, I know. Where you can straight Iron Man this thing.
Like, what are people's excuses for missing the phone going to be?
Yeah. How many people complain at you? You didn't answer my text.
I left my phone at home.
My battery died. So your brain died?
Exactly.
No, seriously. We're taking Matrix to the next level. You're your own walking battery. So what do you need? Your kinetic energy is charging yourself at all times. What do you need a battery for? I blew your mind, didn't I?
How many people are going to die because of like a short in their chip?
Well, what happens all the time, because heart disease is the number one killer, but it's short in our, but yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm right there with you.
It's like
heart attacks, sudden, yeah.
Or like a hacker hacks your body. What? Yeah, wrap your head around that.
A hacker hacks your body?
I just blew your mind. Huh. If you've got your body phone, hacker can just boop, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep.
That's called two Jack and Cokes and red lipstick.
And not at the bar. Hey, sorry, honey. Body got hacked. I didn't mean to. It wasn't me.
That's been going on for eons. What are you talking? That's not a revelation.
I was hacked.
That's every dude. That's Tinder.
Yeah, anytime I've had one too many, I was hacked.
That's an evil hack.
That evil man Jim Beam got me.
Gosh. Oh. Anyway.
All right. We'll all have barcodes on our foreheads and wrists so we can buy stuff.
Yeah, that battery, like this texter says, the battery would die because I sit on my couch too much. Mm. You got to get up and move. Kinetic energy.
Like, what if that is the answer to, like, we have too many overweight people, so they're like, hey, if you want to charge your electronics, you got to move.
If Fred Flintstone cars.
That'd suck, though.
Would it?
Yeah, because, like, what if you're injured?
Are you hurt or are you injured?
What if I'm injured? Then my life shuts down? See?
We
got problems we need to figure out here.
Crazies start thinking that
way. I think before we start...
all the Masons are going to start coming out of the woodwork. That's a thing, by the way.
There are Masons.
Oh, there are a lot of Masons.
But are you talking about like the...
Yeah, the ones that control this whole world. The Masons.
The Freemasons from National...
I'm getting my conspiracy going. Here, I thought we changed...
What's the Nick Cage movie? Called
Nick Cage movie?
National
Treasure?
Treasure, that's it.
Face Off.
You guys,
that's the one
telling
too.
You, there's a secret society.
But
they're
so,
not secret. They just don't talk about it.
But there are like
Fight Club.
There are like the Masons, which are just like community members that are like, they do good things for the community.
Mm.
And then you have like the Freemasons from National Treasure, which is running your world.
Running the world.
Or... Alex Jones, the lizard people, right? Doesn't he have a big rant about the lizard people that are out there? The reptilians?
Yeah. I'm not saying it. Yeah. There's lots of secret societies.
Have you watched on Netflix The Family?
I have not. No.
I just started that. I've seen the first episode, but that's it.
Kind of creepy.
God, we went all over the place.
It's about exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, we're talking about that?
It's true.
Yeah.
And influencers.
It's about influencers.
Influencers. Powerful people.
You know how they get to the heart of the important people?
How?
Cleaning their toilets. Why in Jesus? But cleaning their toilets.
Somebody told me we're being stupid about that. You do realize it's a joke, right?
Being stupid about what?
About Masons. I don't know anything about Masons. Just from what I saw on YouTube. God, who knew the Masons were going to turn into soccer guy?
No, you're talking about the Freemasons.
Yeah.
The other Masons are the guys that I literally just said
that.
They do good things in the community.
Right. We're talking about the ones from National Treasure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a different one.
The ones that Tom Cruise parties are at. Oh, wait. No, that's a different group.
Yeah, because you
that's
know
eyes
what?
Wide shut. I'm so confused.
They're saying there's no difference between the two. We're talking about the ones from National Security and that there are real ones. And I know because I've had this conversation when I was in college when I saw the little button that they were wearing.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
I love the Shriners.
Secret Santa. And the guy's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's not what we do at all. I'm like, wait, I've seen the movies, man. Wasn't right about it.
No, we salted him off. You know, salty.
I'd own it,
Somebody's
though.
Offended, Dusty.
I think we have a Mason on our hands.
I think we've offended somebody.
Yeah.
God, that's a daily occurrence.
Well, I'd own it. I'd be like, yeah, I'm one of those dudes that runs the world.
Me too. I get a ring about it also. You see Shaq do it? Shaq has a ring. He's a Mason.
Does he get a hat? Mm-hmm. The Fez hat?
I'm telling you.
The little cars?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. Have a great Wednesday. See you Thursday. Up next to the Herd of the Conk Hour, 9 to noon, noon to 3, Dirt and Sprague, 3 to 7, primetime with Isaac and Suk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.